Good morning. Good morning. This is Pastor Roy Carter from the New Life Christian Fellowship Church. Our sanctuary is located at 1529 North Wisconsin Street here in Racine, Wisconsin, 53402. Telephone number 262-417-7363. Our offices are not manned on a regular basis as we're not presently meeting in the sanctuary. But you can still reach out to us, leave us a message, and someone will get back to you at our earliest convenience. We want you to know that you are in our hearts and our prayers. We pray for your continued health, strength, your encouragement. We pray for you that God will sustain you and keep us, even as he has up until this very present moment. We woke up this morning rejoicing and just glad for this day that our Lord has made. We rejoice that God has kept us through this week. You know, we've got some news this week that there have been some that were among us that have transitioned into eternity. God has kept us. And he didn't just leave us here, but he left us here with a sound mind. He left us here with a restored body. He left us here with some work to do. And so we rejoice with the opportunity. I say often, a very good friend of mine, she's kind of taken it and made it her thing to say, this is another day that God has allowed us to get it right. So we're just grateful for you. We want you to know that those of you that have continued to support us financially, we thank you for your continued support. Know that you can reach out to us with your support through the Givelify app. You can go online to our website, nlracine.org, and down at the bottom, you'll see the donate button. Click on there. Be sure to send financial support that the work of the Lord might go on. Now, while I'm talking, hopefully you're reaching out to some of your friends, some of your neighbors. Hit an enemy or two up if you got an enemy. And just invite them that they might share with us in the word of the Lord on today. You know, Thanksgiving is coming up later this month. And sadly to me, I've run into so many people that because of the pandemic situation that we're living in. Let's put a pause here. Y'all get the masks and put them on. Wear your mask. Practice your social distancing. Be sure to wash and sanitize your hands. If we all pull in this together, with the help of God, we can get through. But as long as people are just continuing on here in our area, our numbers are going up. And there's no reason for it other than people aren't doing what they could do. So please do it. Please do it. Do it for me. If you don't feel the need to do it for you, you feel like you're strong and you healthy, do it for me. Do it for your loved ones. Do it for people that you don't even know. Now, back to what I was saying. There are so many people that I've run into that say, we're not even going to do Thanksgiving this year. It just ain't the same. You know, in my family, we all get together, my brothers and sisters and, you know, those of us that are in the area, and sometimes some that are not in the area will make their way here, and we'll get together, and, you know, Thanksgiving is a wonderful day for us. You know, we share in the day, lots of food, lots of fun. I would not dare not still want to honor a day of Thanksgiving. Because God has done absolutely so much for me. So we want to honor this. And so this morning we come to you with a word that very simply is titled, Why Give Thanks? Why give thanks? Many people feel that I have nothing to be thankful for. You know, there's a pandemic going on. Why be thankful? I'm sick. Why be thankful? I don't have a job, or the job that I have isn't sustaining life. Why be thankful? And we can make a list yay long of reasons not to be thankful. This morning, if we look at our scripture, Psalm 136, and we're just going to read from the verse 1 through 3 from the New International Version. It says, give thanks to the Lord. For he is good. His love endures forever. Give thanks to the God of gods. His love endures forever. Give thanks to the Lord of lords. His love endures forever. Why give thanks? Why give thanks? That's what I want to look at this morning. Why give thanks? You know, like I said, when we get together with my family, we all a hoot. I don't know which one of us is more crazy because, you know, we love to laugh. We love to reminisce. We love to just enjoy each other. And then we like to eat. We like to cook. We do all of the things that, you know, make up Thanksgiving Day. But we also like to give thanks to God. Because we understand that God has brought us, God has kept us, God has provided for us, God has loved us, God has done all of these things. Why give thanks? The first reason we want to give thanks, is because of who God is. Who God is, God who is faithful, God who stands by us, God who guides us even in the most difficult of times. You know, a lot of times it's difficult for us to see God, to see his actions going on around us, to see him moving on our behalf, but he's still God. And God is working. God, there's this thing about God that, unlike many people, God doesn't need to be in the forefront of everything for things to happen. He's God. One of the things we do as people, we take for granted God's faithfulness. It's God that wakes us up every morning. Old people say it, and I really take to heart things old people say as I get older. He touches us with his finger of love and lets us wake up each morning. You need to stop and think. There's somebody that did not wake up this morning. They had all the plans laid out of what they were going to do, who they were going to do it with, how they were going to do it, how they were going to spend the day. God is the one who is faithful. And in his faithfulness to us, he deserves our continual thanksgiving. He deserves it. He deserves our praise. We're talking about the God who is the creator, according to Genesis 1 and 1, of all things. In the beginning, God created the heavens and the earth. Now, people have come along since then and made some stuff, but God is the only one that could take nothing and create everything, including us. We give thanks to God for who he is because he's not human. And because he's not human, he doesn't possess some traits that human beings possess. One of the ones that I noticed that was really important to me in Numbers chapter 23 and verse 19, it says, God is not human that he should lie. Not a human being that he should change his mind. Does he speak and then not act? Does he promise and not fulfill? He's God. Everything that God says, you can take his word and stand on it, knowing that he's not like people. He's not going to lie. He's not going to tell you the convenient thing. He's God. We give thanks to God for him being God because according to 1 Corinthians chapter 10 and verse number 13, he's faithful and he is our keeper. No temptation has overtaken you except what is common to mankind. And God is faithful, the word says. He will not let you be tempted beyond what you can bear. But when you are tempted, he will also provide a way out so you can endure it. We give thanks to God because he's God. Because he's God. If I don't have a reason to thank God for anything else, I thank God that he's God. He sets high and he looks low. And he cares about me. He cares about you. You need to know and understand God loves you. God cares about you. That's something worthy of thanks. We give thanks to God not only because of who he is, but also we give thanks to God because of what he does for us. You know, Janet Jackson had that line in that song, said, "What have you done for me lately?" We can think of all the things that God has done for us lately. I started off talking about him waking us up this morning. He's provided us with warmth in terms of a house, a shelter, roof over our head. He allows us to breathe. He allows us to have food to eat, clothing to put on. He loves us with his salvation. David said in Psalm 126 and 3, "The Lord has done great things for us, and we are filled with joy." Great things. Now, when I think about the great things that God has done for us, these are things that nobody else could do for us. Great things. John 3:16, a verse that everybody just about knows. We can quote it from the New International Version. It says, "For God so loved the world that he gave his one and only son, his only begotten son, that whoever believes in him shall not perish, but have everlasting life." God made a way of salvation for us while we were still in our sins. A great thing that God has done for us. God sent his only son that he might take our place as far as being punished for sin. Great things. I'm talking about a reason why we give thanks. Because God has done great things. Romans chapter 5 and verse 8 kind of coincides with what I just got through saying. "But God demonstrates his love for us in this. While we were sinners, Christ died for us." He proved his love for us. I'm talking about the great things that God has done for us and thus deserving of our thanks. Isaiah chapter 41, verse number 10 points out, it says, "So do not fear, for I, God, am with you. Do not be dismayed, for I, God, am your God. I will strengthen you and help you. I will uphold you with my righteous right hand." I'm talking about great things that God has done for us. God strengthens us for the day's journey, whatever the day's journey might be. God strengthens us and enables us to get through it. God upholds us to allow us to do this. And sometimes we are mixed up in thinking that we are doing these things by ourselves. Exodus chapter 18 and verse number 20, verse number 2 points out, "The Lord is my strength and my defense, and he has become my salvation. He is my God, and I will praise him, my Father's God, and I will exalt him." I'm talking about the great things that God has done for us, and thereby he deserves our thanksgiving. Why celebrate Thanksgiving? Why am I going to be thankful? Because God is constantly doing great things for me. Great things for you. Whether you realize it or not, God is doing great things for you. Look at your life sometimes. You know, I don't need to point out somebody else. I can talk about me. There are times when I mess up. There are times when I fail miserably. And God still continues to love me. When some people that I thought loved me, that loved me at that moment, because of the failure that sets in, they no longer have any use for me. They no longer have any regard for me. But God, because of his greatness, never stops. I'm talking about the great things that God does. We thank him. We give thanks to him because of who God is. And we also give thanks to him because of what he does for us. Sometimes you need to stop and think. God is God. He has everything. You know, the scripture says, "The cattle on a thousand hills are mine. If I was hungry, I wouldn't tell you." God has everything that he needs just within himself and complete. Imagine if he did like some people do and say, "I don't need them." And so since he figures he doesn't need us, I ain't got to be bothered with them. I ain't going to be bothered with them. Delete. What if God did that to us? But because he cares about us. Do you hear me? God cares about you. God cares about you. You matter. You know, in our nation, you know, there's some turmoil going on, a lot of racial tension, a lot of hatred and all that stuff. And there are those people that feel like other people don't matter. If you're not like me, you don't matter. You matter to God. You need to understand that you matter to God. I don't care who you are that are looking at me right now. You matter to God. You are important to God. And I don't care what you're doing in your life. I don't care what stage of life you're in. Because a lot of people feel like, well, God only loves me as long as I got myself together. No, God loves you even when you ain't together. Now, he wants you to get together, and he's willing to help you get together. That's proving his love to you. Do you hear what I said earlier in that verse? That while we were still sinners, while we were still messing up, while we were still disregarding God, he loved us enough to make a way of salvation for us. I'm telling you, you got reasons to give thanks today. You got reasons to give thanks today. Thanks to God. Titus chapter 3 and verse 5 points out that he saved us not because of the righteous things we have done, but because of his mercy. He saved us through the washing and rebirth and a renewal by the Holy Spirit. God's mercy. Mercy. That unearned favor that God gives to us. Unearned. None of us could be good enough. None of us could be righteous enough without him. But because of his mercy to us. I'm talking about the good things that God does. And then now this next one I want to talk about because it's so important. And I, in the sanctuary, I used to talk about all the time. I don't want to stop talking about it. 1 John 1 and 9. Points out that if we confess our sins, if we own up to our stuff, if we admit our failures, if we admit our wrong, if we admit where we have missed the mark that God has set for us, the scripture says he is faithful and just and will forgive us our sins and purify us from all unrighteousness. I'm talking about the great things that God will do. Forgive us. God will forgive us. You don't have to walk around in an unforgiven state. You know, when you're unforgiven, I'm reminded of, you know, you ever have when you were younger and you did something wrong and you knew you did something wrong and you knew you was in trouble. So when you came in the house, you was hoping that your parents wasn't in the living room or wherever they might be, that they could see you. And you tried to get on into your room without even being noticed, only because you didn't want any kind of confrontation that was going to take place. And if your mama was like my mama, wasn't nothing too good to pick up and knock you upside the head or whatever, they were going to get their point across. And so you avoided them. God is willing to forgive us. I'm talking about the great things of God. God is willing to forgive you. And it doesn't matter what you have done. That God is willing to forgive you. All he needs for you to do is own up to it. Own up to it. That he might forgive you and cleanse you from all unrighteousness. And then the last thing I want to point out that God does for us that is great. Now, there's a whole bunch of stuff, but the last one I want to point out in Philippians chapter 4, verse 19, it says, and God, my God, it says my God, so I will say it, and my God will meet all of your needs according to his riches in glory. I'm talking about the great things of God and why we give thanks. The great things that God has done for us. It's one thing to look and see what God has done for somebody else. But when I can recognize and understand and know what God is doing for me, you recognize what God is doing for you, what God is doing in your life, how good God is to you. That should cause you to not want to disregard him. That should cause you to want to thank him. Thank him by the way that you live. Thank him. So we give thanks to God, not just because of who God is, and not just because of the things that God has done for us, but we also give thanks to God because of what we can do because of him. what we can do because of him. Nowadays, you hear a whole lot of people talking about favor, and many times they don't know what favor is. Favor is when you get that residual effect that's afforded to you because of somebody else. You know, because you know Roy Carter, and Roy Carter is able to speak a good word on your behalf to somebody else. You get the benefit of that. That's favor. Favor is that when they're able to open a door for you that you couldn't even get near. God does things for us. We are able to experience things in our lives because of him. Because of him. Because of him. What sort of things? What sort of things? In Psalm 32 and verse 10, it says that many are the woes of the wicked. Check this out. But the Lord's unfailing love surrounds the one who trusts in him. So I can experience God's unfailing love. I can see it all around me. I can be encompassed about by it. Why? Because of the favor of God on our lives. Philippians chapter 4 and verse 13, we quote it often when it says that I can do all things. When? How? Why? I can do all things through him, Christ, who strengthens me. So I can get one of the residual things, one of the things of favor that I can get, strength, power, encouragement, empowerment to do whatever is needed to be done in righteousness, all because of him. And you ask me, why are you going to give thanks? Because of the things, the benefits that I can reap because of him. If it wasn't for him in my life, wouldn't be able to have those sorts of things. Remember Jesus talking in John chapter 10 and verse number 10, where he talks about the thief coming to steal, to kill and destroy. And he says, but I come that you might have life. And have it how? More abundantly. That's favor. We get to have this because of him. Our needs are met. We talked about this one earlier. The fact that our needs are met, God supplies our needs. And I love the next phrase that says, according to his riches in glory. Not according to what we already got. Not according to what somebody else got. Because sometimes my need is greater than what my friend will have. It's greater than what my neighbor is able to accomplish. But when God supplies the need according to his riches in glory, I'm telling you, that's an endless supply. That's a source. Not a resource, but that's a source. That's why we give thanks to God. What else can I have because of who he is? Isaiah chapter 26 and 3 lets me know that I can have perfect peace. Perfect peace. Why? Because my mind is steadfast and stayed on him and my trust is in him. That's a residual effect that I get to have just because of who he is. I don't know about you, but I need to live in peace. With all the crazy stuff that's going on, I need the peace of God, the perfect peace that only God can supply. So you think I'm not going to give God thanks? You think I'm not going to praise him? You think I'm not going to do it? I'm giving you reasons why to be thankful. We give thanks because of all of the marvelous things that God, who loves us, who keeps us, who saves us, who's forgiven us. We give thanks for all of these things. And even when we mess up, his love and his care continues to flow. And sometimes, now hear me on this, sometimes we miss out on what God has for us because we choose to do something else. You can't be mad at God because you chose to do something else. You can't be mad at God because you got to stand out in the rain of life when he's opened the door wide and invited you to come in to a warm, safe place. And you refuse to come in. Instead, you say, no, I'm good. I see people, I hear of people that instead of coming and giving their lives to Christ and accepting the wonderful things that God has for them, they say, when I get myself together, then I'll give my life to the Lord. Well, may I just submit to you, just think about it. You ain't gonna never get yourself together. You done tried and tried and tried and you still ain't got it together. How about you do like the old song say, just as you are, come to the Lord. You got reasons to give him thanks. One of our greatest reasons ever, perhaps, is because we're saved. We're forgiven for our sins. I always say when I'm talking about being saved, I give it three distinct things. I'm forgiven from the sins of my past. I'm saved in my present day from the temptation that would cause me to fall away from God. And I'm saved in my eternity with him. The great things that God does for us gives us reason to thank him, to be thankful. And bless his name. So it's easy to, give credit to everybody and everything. You know, we watch award shows. I'm not a big award show person, but they'll get on an award show and talk to the music, play them off, giving credit to this one and credit to that one and credit. How about we thank and honor God in this time? Thank and honor God for what he's allowed us to endure through his strength and his power. Thank and honor God for what he's brought us through. I have a dear friend that called the other day, and she was kind of in a panic, and I probably would have been too. She said, I just tested positive for COVID. Well, I've had a lot of people, you know, that have tested positive. Her issue was, I've not been feeling good for the last few days. I've not been feeling good. And I knew something was wrong. I just didn't expect this. And I knew immediately my job was to encourage her because she's down. She's feeling bad. She's physically sick. And now it's attacking her emotions. So I began to speak through text. I'm speaking all the life I can think of. And I'm saying, we're going to pray and we're going to trust God. And so every day I'm checking with her. She's feeling better and better. This morning, my friend sent me a message. And she said, I just been up just acting a fool, just praising and thanking God. She said, I know my neighbors wonder what in the world is going on up in there. She recognizes that God brought her through. No, it wasn't a case of, was she just feeling better? No, God brought her through. All of that stuff is passed on over. We got reasons to give God thanks. So we don't want to be remiss in doing just that. As we prepare for Thanksgiving time, you know, the end of the month come, we'll have Thanksgiving Day. Find yourself living in a place of thanksgiving, giving God the credit that he deserves, honoring him for who he is and what he's done in your life and the benefits that you get to reap because you are connected to him. We're coming up on the last month. Well, we're in the last month of 20. Well, no, we're coming up to it. We're in the next to the last month of 2020. And we done came through some stuff, y'all. We done came through some stuff. If you just stop and look at, you have come through some stuff. But guess what? You didn't come through it alone. It was God that brought you through. Be it good stuff, bad stuff, ugly stuff, God brought you through. So we want to find ourselves being thankful. Don't allow yourself to be bamboozled by anything or anything, anybody or anything to feel like I don't need to thank God this year. I don't need to do Thanksgiving. Yeah, you need to do it this year more than ever before. Because God has done great things in our sight. There's a song that used to be saying, they say he keeps doing great things for me. God is doing great things for you. What did the little girl say? You better recognize God is doing great things for you. Imagine what it would be. I'm going to say this and I'm done. Imagine what it would be like if God took all of his benefits away from you. Sit down for a minute and just get your little piece of paper and start jotting down. What if God took all of the benefits away from me? Okay, I wouldn't have. Let's start out with air to breathe. I guess we can stop right there, huh? Because if you ain't got air to breathe, you ain't living. You ain't living. God has blessed us with so much. And we want to make sure that we thank him. Amen. Our scripture reading that we started out with from the 136th number of Psalms. Give thanks to the Lord, for he is good. His love endures forever. Give thanks to the God of gods. His love endures forever. Give thanks to the Lord of lords. His love endures forever. Why give thanks? Because of who God is. Why give thanks? Because of what God has done for us. Why give thanks? Because of the benefits we reap, we receive, just because we're connected to a loving and caring God. Let's pray. Father God, we thank you today. We thank you for your goodness, your mercy, your loving kindness. We thank you, God, how you have brought us up into this very present moment. We thank you for dangers that you have brought us through, seen and unseen. Sometimes, God, we were in trouble and we didn't even know that we were in trouble, but you brought us through. Sometimes we were down and we didn't realize how far down in the muck and mire of sin we were, but you brought us through. There have been times that we've been sick. Doctors have said they didn't know what to do. You, Father, have stepped in and healed. You've delivered. Thank you. Today we praise you for being our loving God. We don't want to take you for granted in any kind of way. Thank you. Now, Lord, forgive us for any sins that we've committed. Anything that we have done that's outside of your will, wash us clean and make us whole. And help us remember that we belong to you. And so since we belong to you, you are our humble Father, and we've got to be the humble, obedient servant. We've got to live as you would have us to live. Help us today to do what we can't do on our own. Help us to unfold the power that is in your word. Help us to grow in the knowledge of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. We have a Savior. Help us to take advantage of the Savior that we have. He's our way out. He's our way through temptations. He is our way to say no where we should say no. He gives us power to resist the enemy. Let us use him today for your glory. Bless the less fortunate in whatever way it might be, God. There are so many that need you today. Things are not as they should be. Things are bad for some people. But with you, God, you can turn everything around. So where there is a lack of peace, a lack of joy, a lack of comfort, a lack of hope, a lack of money, a lack of food, a lack of shelter, whatever the lack might be, God, step in and make the way. Let us do what we can do. And when it's beyond what we can do, we need your help, God. We need you. Father, we pray special blessing upon the government of our country. As transition is about to take place, Father, we need you in transition. We need you in the hearts and minds of people. We need your protection. We need your care. We need your leading and your guiding. We look to you, Father, to lead us. Be in the hearts and minds of every politician. Oh, God, let them do what is right by the people. Now, God, keep us. Keep us in our right mind. Keep us in our right way of thinking, that we will always remember you are God and you deserve our thanks. And we praise you in Jesus' name. Amen. Now you go and live in victory today. Rejoice in the God of our salvation. Share this with somebody else. You know, like it, tag it, you know how to do it. Pass it on to somebody else that they too might get this word. It's important that as we come up to Thanksgiving, we give God thanks. It's important. We've got to do it. And we can't let anything or anybody stop us from giving God the thanks that he is due. Reach out to us. Send us your prayer request. You can send it in the caption there, in the messaging. You can send us an email. You can go on our website, nlracine.org. And down at the bottom, you'll see the little envelope there. Click on it and you can send us a message. You can send it with the prayer request in there. You can send it with a praise report, a testimony of what God has done, how he has done it. Something encouraging you want to share with us. Feel free to reach out to us. Know this, we love you with the love of the Lord. God bless you. Have a great day today.